The funeral for Thomas S. Monson, president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was held Friday at the Conference Center on Temple Square in Salt Lake City. KOER's Lee Hale was there.
Music from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was the centerpiece in the service honoring President Monson. He served for nearly 10 years at the head of the LDS Church, leading close to 16 million Mormons worldwide. Monson's daughter, Ann Dibb, said he continually expressed his love for others, even complete strangers.
Once, while visiting a local nursing care facility, he shook the hand of a man in a wheelchair. The man looked up and timidly said, "President Monson, you have shaken my hand, but I need an embrace." And without hesitation, Dad bent down and he tenderly embraced this dear man.
This legacy of service was reiterated by each speaker, including Russell Nelson, the most senior church apostle expected to take Monson's place as the top Mormon leader.
President Monson never sought the limelight. In a world now saturated with selfies, he modeled selflessness.
Monson largely shied away from the world stage. Unlike the funeral for his predecessor, Gordon Hinckley, the 21,000 seats of the Conference Center were not all filled today. Monson was not a leader known for bold declarations or photo ops. But to Mormons, Monson will be remembered as a man who embodied and encouraged expressions of love through small acts of kindness. The more personal and private, the better. Lee Hale, KUER News.